And good morning, good morning, good morning. And it's time now for One-on-One with the Pros. And one of my favorite pros is in here with us today, Brett Harsh. And he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Long time no see, about a week.
Yeah, about a week.
Hey, holding up there. You doing good with the holidays and everything?
Doing pretty well. Hanging in there.
Well, it's starting to look a little festive more and more each day out there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Tell us what's going on.
So we've had some of our activities girls, Casey and Miranda, helped put up and decorate a Christmas tree in the front room for our residents to enjoy. That's pretty cool. We got that going on. Everybody really kind of chipped in and helped, residents included who could. We even had a resident sneak into one of the pictures with the tree and got that posted on Facebook. So
one photo bomber.
There is. It was pretty cool. She was masked up though. She was doing the correct social distancing and everything. So it's been going pretty well.
So I imagine it was spread everybody out and let them go in shifts when they put some decorations up there.
That's how you have to do it this year.
No kidding. Now I understand that the residents are having some fun on their own. With a decorate the door contest. How's that working?
So we are going to kind of do like what we did with our fall slash Halloween competition. So the employees are going to be able to pick a door in the facility that they want to decorate, and then from my understanding, there's going to be some judges that are going to come in and see who wins. And I'm assuming that the judges are going to be the residents, so they're going to get to look at all the cool doors and see who's got the best arts and crafts talent, I guess.
There you go. Who can sachet with paper mache? Huh? There you go. Now we got some great news as far as COVID-19 is concerned. While other areas, numbers are changing, we had a real good reading.
We did. So as of last week, we have had no new COVID positives. We still are in, doing our weekly testing. So we're going to have to keep doing that just to be sure. But, last week it was very upbeat around the facility because when we got the news of that, everybody was in a great mood. The COVID patients, the ones that did test positive, I think, from my understanding, they're going to get to come out of quarantine tomorrow or the next day.
They get to graduate.
So they do. They get to graduate. So they're going to be happy about that. They're doing really well. They have been starting to get a little restless, which very understandable. Anybody that has to quarantine, it's frustrating. But the whole nursing staff, has done just a great job of keeping them, in high spirits, making sure they're okay and safe. And they are too. They're, for the most part, they're in a pretty good mood. But that would be frustrating, and I would be getting restless myself, so I can't really blame them for that. Our infection control lady, Lacey, she's doing a great job too, kind of helping make sure everybody's doing the correct things and stopping the spread of this thing. And her work has really shown because it's, like I said, no new positive. That's something to really be proud of.
Now, at Bartlesville Health and Rehab, you also have a kiosk that has a temperature machine. I understand your attendants there are just doing a bang-up job.
They are. So we have Irma and Donise that do it during the day. They're kind of interchangeable, come in and out and replace each other. They have been doing a great job. They make it very easy, very simple, and it's smooth. Like we've said in the past with, big shift change and so many people coming in and out of the building, they really make sure that everybody does it correctly and gets their temperatures taken. And they are, trust me, they're going to make sure you do it correctly, and they will get on you if you don't. So you got to be sure you're doing that correctly. But they do a great job. That's another way that we kind of help make sure that we're doing everything correctly and stopping the spread. We don't want anybody with any sicknesses or symptoms or anything getting in there. So it's been really good.
Now, Brett, we don't have this on our list here today, but I'm just going to ask how we're doing with the blood drive that's coming up on, I think, the 29th?
So it's going to be December 29th, which is a Tuesday. It's going pretty well. We some people are really going in online and getting signed up, through the website, so it's going pretty well. We still have some openings. I'll have to get on there this week and check to see how many. I'm not for sure off the top of my head, but we do still have some openings. So it's, if people are wanting to give, they can for sure, get in there and give blood. And they will get tested for the antibodies too. So
that's the question I have. Everybody says, hey, they're going to do the antibody thing. Of course.
Yeah, that's really a big selling point right now for giving blood. Some people don't want to do it until they hear about that. And which, I guess that's understandable too, because they want to see if they have the antibodies and see if they have it. So So that's a pretty cool feature that they have.
Okay, indeed, indeed, indeed. Now, the staff's been working with the residents, and we've been talking about the quarantine ones and fighting COVID and A-plus on this past week, so that's a great thing. Now, the front window, so if you're approaching, seasons change and so does this.
Yes, it changes. It seems like, I guess this year's just going by super fast. It seems like about every other day we have something new on there, but it has been changed again. Want to give a big thanks and a shout out to Kindful Hospice. They come in and do a great job, you know, of changing our themes, and now we have the nice winter theme up there, and well, winter slash Christmas, if you will. And it's the first thing you see. Well, now it's not. We have our big inflatable Santa and truck that the maintenance guys Jake and David put together. So that's what you're going to see first. But that front window is right by the front office, so it's visible, and it's really cool.
We have Brett Harsh with us here. He's with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Now, there's a reason I'm going to ask you to give out the website and the Facebook and all the other locationals here, too, because we got something we want to tell you. But first of all, tell them where you can be found online.
So online, we have our Facebook page, obviously the Bartlesville Health and Rehab Facebook page, but we also have our website, BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And the reason we want to give this out is because coming soon to a pocket-sized theater near you, meaning either your phone or your little computer, the virtual tour. Now, you're in service today, the employees and the residents are going to get to watch some of this.
They are. So I'm going to set up on one of our TVs. I'm going to run it through our laptop and go through and set up our virtual tour. Because we're holding our in-service inside, so they're going to be able to, the resident, like you said, the employees are going to be able to see it during the in-service, and it's just going to be on a repeat function type of thing, if you mm-hmm. will. And then after that, some of the residents will get to see it. And, you know, with where it's going to be at, it's really cool because out in that front, it's a pretty open area, so we can really social distance and mask up and, you know, make sure we're being safe, but can also, you know, kind of watch it, and it'll be visible, so that's going to be good.
Now, and then coming pretty soon, if not already, it'll be on the computer, right? Just right there on the website?
Yes, it is. It's already on our Facebook page. If anybody wants to go in and check out our virtual tour on our Facebook page, it is there. I think it's been shared a few times as well, so mm-hmm. I'm sure it's other places as well. But for right now, it is on our Facebook page. It's still in the works of getting it on our website, so we're going to get that taken care of, and then that'll be in multiple locations so people can really go in and watch it.
Now, I know you've had a big hand in this, but also your buddy Frank has helped out too.
That's right. So Frank Molina at Media Room Productions helped us. He came in and shot it. It was a really great time. I can't go on about how good of a job he did. And I've heard from other people that's worked with him as well just how good he is. Mm-hmm. Have to give him a huge shout out, not only for what he did for us, but doing it under the conditions and doing it under our conditions, you know, with the mask. And
pretty strict, pretty tight.
Very strict rules right now, and he followed every single one of them. We can't thank him enough, and it turned out great. It really did. It's really a cool feature, cool video. I was shocked when I saw it for the first time. It was pretty amazing.
So if you're looking for your next day, or if you have a relative, parent, loved one that's looking for a place, and you're thinking, well, you know, the yard's a little too much for me, the house is a little too much for me, at Bartlesville Health and Rehab, we have apartments available, and that price is a good selling point.
That's right. So, excuse me. So our prices are still at the discounted rate at $850 a month. That's like you said, with everything included. I mean, that's everything. That's $850 included. There's some separate meal plans if you want to get on those. That's a little extra, but it's restaurant style dining. Mm-hmm. When we have that going on. But other than that, I mean, you can bring in your own food. It's just like living on your own. It's just like an individual apartment. So we do still have some available. It's really pretty cool. We've had a lot of compliments on that. Completely remodeled as well.
Plus, you're close to everything you need to be. You're close to the hospitals. You're close to the doctors. Close to the nurses that are right there on campus.
Yeah. Yep. That's another good thing about it. We don't really typically don't try to go in on them, you know, and invade their privacy.
No.
But like you said, with being that close, if something were to go wrong or you needed some help, there are people help on site, doctor's offices that close, within walking distance. So it's really a good location.
All right, Brett Harsh is with us here, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And once again, we a little shout-out going out to some of our partners, too, Comforting Hands Hospice.
That's right. We do want to give a huge thank you and shout-out to Comforting Hands Hospice. That's Comforting Hands Hospice. They provided some cookies and eggnog. I believe it was last Friday from what I've been told. They do a lot for us. We work with them a lot. You know, we get along with them great. We're friends, kind of friends within a business of each other. It's a good thing. And also on December 21st, I've been told that they will be doing Christmas caroling outside for the residents. They will be outside, so they won't have to come in the building and, you know, doing all that stuff, so they can still social distance. But that's going to be a nice thing. They, you know, with them singing some Christmas carols and stuff like that, it'll be just a get some of the residents hopefully in the holiday spirit. And this year it's going to, you know, be different and kind of tough for some, but hopefully that'll help. And then also on December 22nd, I am being told that they're going to do an outside coffee bar for the staff.
Wonderful.
So that's going to be really cool. I'm sure our staff will appreciate that. We appreciate everything they do. They really are pretty good to us. Very good for that matter. And you know, we really appreciate everything they do. So it's going to be hectic, but it's going to be a fun couple of days for sure.
Indeed. Brett Harsh is with us with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And once again, congratulations. A great week of testing there. Everybody's doing great. Fit as a fiddle. The quarantiners are coming out. They graduate, so to speak, tomorrow. And things are really looking up going into the holidays. I guess coming into the new year, we got a lot to look forward to. Hopefully, with the vaccines that are coming through, the first responders, I've been told, are going to get the doctors, the healthcare workers, I should say. I'm going to broaden that out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, pretty soon, our residents will be in line for that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, for me, it's kind of all hearsay for me. I'm not really in that. I'm basically hearing the same stuff you are. I've heard some really positive things about the possible vaccine. Hopefully they're all true. Hopefully we can get them, you know, get it in there and get it in for the employees and the residents. Like you said, it's, you know, sooner the better if this vaccine's going to work. But yeah, it's been pretty upbeat, like I said, for the last week, with people coming out of quarantine, no new positives. Everybody's doing a great job of what they do. You know, we can't ever promise that nobody will ever test positive again, or we're going to have any more positive cases. That's just not reasonable. But when you have weeks like this, it's kind of one of those things where you can, you know, partially see the light at the end of the tunnel per se. That's, you know, it's not just continuous chaos and stuff like that. It's kind of like a deep breath to have that week at least of where you can really see, you know, this is the best case scenario, and hopefully we can keep it going. But we're going to fight. We're going to hit whatever comes at us head on, and we're going to get through this thing together. So hopefully, you know, hopefully everybody keeps that positive spirit, and then we're going to be fine.
Cool thing about Bartlesville Health and Rehab is that it's locally owned and locally operated. The people who take care of it all live right here too.
That's right. So for 25 years, locally owned, like you said, family owned atmosphere. We're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, the facility just north of the hospital, as I like to say. And you're right, it is. It's a family atmosphere, family owned. We all know each other. You know, it's a great place to work. That's another thing I want to emphasize on, a great place to work. They really take care of us. All the money that's been spent, like we talked about last week, you know, on us and, you know, on all the employees to make sure that it's a positive holiday season after, you know, kind of a negative year for the most part. If we're just going to call it like it is, it's been hectic.
Been interesting.
But we have had some positives come out. We've really had some togetherness happen and people come together to fight this thing and, you know, being supportive of each other. So that's the positive parts of it. So, and we can also be reached at 918-333-9545.
Brett Harsh, I want to thank you very much for being a part of our program here with One-on-One with the Pros from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Take care, young man.
Thank you.
And have yourself a Merry Christmas.
You do the same.
All right, we've got more coming up. Right here on K1, the one you trust.